thoughts come and they feel...
Only you have this problem.
You're worthless.
So true.
Does God really love you?
What did I do wrong?
You don't know what you're going to do with your life yet.
Don't bother going to church. Don't call your friend.
That's not your thought. That's actually the enemy. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's throwing that at you. And you're going to have to take a step of faith. And you're going to have to speak to that thought.
It's mm-hmm. time to fight. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you, though.
God never intended for us to live in anxiety.
Guard your mind. Guard your heart.
I'm not walking this by myself. Mm-hmm. I literally have the Prince of Peace with me.
He loves you no matter what. He will never leave you or forsake you.
He's not mad at you.
What are the enemy's tactics?
He likes when we go into isolation.
Hello and welcome to Victory Podcast. This is a podcast where we talk about everyday life through a faith lens, living in victory. And today is a bit of a different kind of episode. Today we're going to talk about anxiety, and not just anxiety, but freedom from anxiety and how to walk in peace. And today I have three special guests with me who will discuss this topic with me who have experienced said anxiety. And so please introduce yourselves.
Hi, my name is John. I'm a manager here at KCM Canada, and I manage communications and media. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm Carrie, and I work here at KCM Canada as a prayer minister. I have to throw in that I have 4 kids and 8 grandkids, one on the way.
So yeah, awesome.
Yeah. And my name's Christy, and my husband and I, we serve at Coastal Church in Vancouver, and we've been here in Vancouver for 14 years. Together we have 5 kids, and I'm a homeschool mom as well.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. Let's dive into anxiety. We're all here because we've experienced anxiety at some point, and I don't know what kind of level it ranges from that we've experienced mm-hmm. it, but yeah, it's a very common thing. Mm-hmm. And so does anybody want to start by sharing their experience with anxiety?
I can.
Yeah.
I can start it.
Yeah.
Anxiety has started for me about, I don't know, I'm free from it now, mm-hmm. about 10 years ago.
Okay.
And it was when it's even more than that, probably, because you were little.
Yeah.
Because we're sisters.
She's
my baby sister.
Yeah.
Yeah. It happened when I had little kids. And I remember one time I was playing with my little kids, and this thought came to me, you're going to die. You're going to die. You're not going to see your kids grow up ever. Your husband's going to remarry, all those things. And I just thought that's ridiculous. But as time went on, then I would feel different things, like health anxiety a little bit. Mm-hmm. And then it got to the point where it was just nonstop. I couldn't enjoy my life anymore.
Yeah.
All the things, right?
Mm-hmm.
So like, say Christmas, kids are opening their gifts, I'm all happy. And it's like right away, you're going to die. Mm-hmm. You're not going to see your kids. And then it got to the point where it was debilitating and paralyzing, where I would just stare and I couldn't control the thoughts and I'd kind of run away from it. Mm-hmm. And then one time my husband said, that is a spirit of fear. And on the end of that thought, that's not your thought. That's actually the enemy. Mm-hmm. And he's the one that's throwing that at you. And you're going to have to take a step of faith and you're going to have to speak to that thought.
Yeah.
So I remember the first time I said, in the name of Jesus, I shall live and not die. But it was weak.
Mm-hmm.
And I was doing it more as a principle.
Yeah.
And I thought, where have I been? And I went into my prayer closet and I said, Holy Spirit, you were on this journey with me. I'm not doing this alone. Mm-hmm. Teach me how to walk through this valley of the shadow of death is what it was. Mm-hmm. And I said, take me by the hand. And from that moment on, I was on a journey where if it was every 2 seconds, I'd be like, nope, I take authority over that in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and sound mind. I remember one time I was crying and I was laying on this heat register. Back in the prairies, you lay on heat registers and I had the blanket over me and I thought, I can't do this anymore. And I remember saying, God, do you even hear me? Mm-hmm. Like, this is taking too long.
Mm-hmm.
And he said so beautifully, he said, I hear every whisper. Mm-hmm. My love never fails and perfect love casts out fear. So from there on, I got stronger and stronger. And I remember one time I was in the kitchen and the kids were all playing around and I had the same thought. And as loud as anything, he's like, you're not going to see these kids grow up. Your husband's going to marry someone else, blah, 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 all the things, right?
Yeah.
And I remember I just put my little kitchen knife down and I said, no, I shall live and not die. God satisfies me with a good life. And I looked to Jesus and I ignored him then. Mm-hmm. I just said, no, I'm not listening to you. Mm-hmm. God, you said that I'm free. So who the Son sets free is free indeed. Yes. And from there on, it was good until later on. But I can talk about that later.
Yeah.
Because I didn't stay with it. You have to stay with the presence of God because the thoughts do come.
Yeah.
And that's another part.
But yeah, it's so interesting how the thoughts come and they feel so true.
Yeah, so true.
Those lies feel like they're bigger than reality, bigger than the ultimate truth.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I would love to hear, maybe John, what was your experience with anxiety?
For me, well, I'm now in my mid-40s now, but I think the first time I was really hit with anxiety and depression was I think my second year at university. So it was, in the late 90s. And back then it was, it wasn't as defined and people didn't really talk about it as much.
Right. Yeah.
So I didn't really know what it was technically. Mm-hmm. So, but I just had like this heavy feeling and I all of a sudden started feeling like, you know, life is pointless and I didn't know what to do. And like, and like for days I would just be in bed. Like I didn't want to get up.
Mm-hmm.
And just, it was kind of strange because it was at a time where, it was right after time when I had a really strong encounter with the Lord.
Okay.
You know, I had a spiritual breakthrough. And then all of a sudden, like, I guess a few months after, like when I had second year university, all of a sudden I felt like, you know, all these thoughts came into my head, especially at night. Mm-hmm. And just saying, you know, you're worthless, you know, and like, you don't know what you're going to do with your life yet and all these things and stuff like that. And then I struggled and then it was hard to share too because, you know, with friends and stuff. And just every night I was like struggling internally. And so it was just, it went on for just that pretty much that whole year. And then I had, because I didn't go to classes and stuff, I eventually got suspended from academically. Yeah. So, but that was a point where I had to make a decision. And at that time, my parents found out, you know, something's going on because they got a letter saying you're not welcome at the school anymore. So they kind of sent me away to this. I chose after they recommended it, but like it's called Discipleship Training School. It's with the youth with the mission. That's when I had to deal with internally heart and mind of how dealing with God's love towards me and started beginning the process. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It began the process of healing, but it didn't just go away.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, you were sent away, but with a purpose and to really rewash and rewire internally
what it means to
be loved by God.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. One thing I know is that anxiety is paired with fear and perfect love casts out all fear.
Right. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I would love to hear, Christy, how you experienced anxiety.
Yeah, for sure. So growing up, I was always just a very carefree, happy person. So this was new to me. Midway through 2020, I started to get just this intense anxiety and just like carrying so many things on myself. To the point where I was in my kitchen making food for all my children and I just start to have this like something, my heart just starts beating so fast and my vision is going and I just thought like my life was about to be over. Mm-hmm. So I was calling my husband. I didn't know what was going on. I was so scared and confused. So I called the 911 emergency. And at that point, it was very hard for me to breathe. Like my hands were even like turning in and just trying to get oxygen. Mm-hmm. So they thought, you're probably having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. So we're going to come quickly. Mm-hmm. So you just stay there and don't move. So they come up to my apartment at the time with all my kids just watching and they just assess me and check me out. And then they end up telling me what you experienced actually was a panic attack.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, it just started this like cycle of panic attacks, me constantly calling the emergency, constantly calling the ambulance to come and check on me.
Yeah.
And just even being afraid, like you're talking about children.
Mm-hmm.
I have five kids now. At the time, I had three. And just being afraid to just go out by myself with my kids or to never go without my phone mm-hmm. because of just mm-hmm. this fear. Mm-hmm. And so my husband, since he's a pastor, he was asked to initiate a wedding or officiate a wedding. Mm-hmm. So he said, "You were all invited. We're all going to go. It's on the island. It's going to be fun." And then I was like, okay, that's really great. I'm happy for you. I'm going to stay here in bed because I'm exhausted. Because mm-hmm. after you have one of those episodes, you're done. Mm-hmm. And so he's like, okay. So he walks out. He comes back in the room with a suitcase. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, you're coming. So he's like, you're going to get out of bed by faith. We're going to pack your suitcase together. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. So it was hard. Like I felt like my legs were like tree trunks. I could barely walk. Mm-hmm. And I was like, okay. All right, I'm going to do it. And then mm-hmm. so on the way there, even on the ferry ride, it was just constant panic attacks. And mm-hmm. even at night when we were in our cabin, it's kind of similar to you. I had mm-hmm. this voice of the enemy saying, I'm going to kill you in your sleep.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
And it was just mm-hmm. like, I felt like there's like this bag over my head and I just mm-hmm. could not get out of it because it would take my breath away yeah. so mm-hmm. much. Mm-hmm. And then... Mm-hmm. So that really freaked me out. But you know, I have a history of knowing that God's promises and knowing his faithfulness. Mm-hmm. Just like a backstory, I had premature twins and their life was at risk. They mm-hmm. almost didn't make it here. And it was that same voice, like when the doctors would tell me, we're not sure if your twins are going to make it. It was that same voice. I had a baby shower and I had all these clothes mm-hmm. hung up in the yeah. closet. And I heard that same voice saying, your girls are going to die. They're not going to make mm-hmm. it. So you might as well keep all the tags on the clothes mm-hmm. and you're never going to see them. Oh, no, so no. I had like this moment of like my faith rise up in me, like yeah. this fierceness. I don't know if it's mama bear fierceness, mm-hmm. but I was like, I stood up and I went and ripped up all the tags as fast as I could. I was like, no, my children are going to live and not die. And they're yeah. going to declare the works of the That's Lord good. Forever. Mm-hmm. And then so I was like, okay, I think maybe I've intimidated the enemy a little bit, just yeah. like recounting that. Mm-hmm. And then in the morning, I went and told my husband what happened. And he did, you know, thankful for husbands who know yes. the word. He sat me out on the patio, got me a cup of coffee, pulled out his Bible. He's like, you know better than this. And he yeah. started to just mm-hmm. open the word wow. and just remind me who I am in Christ. Mm. You know, these are the scriptures. You know, God has not given you a spirit of fear, but mm. power, love, and a sound mm-hmm. mind. You are more than a conqueror in yeah. Christ yeah. Jesus. Yeah. And just really reminding me who I am mm-hmm. in Christ, you know. Mm-hmm. And then from there, I took some cards and I just wrote down. I just, yeah. you know, when you're having a panic attack, they say it's like fight or flight. Mm-hmm. And I was doing a lot of flight. And I was like, yeah. hey, it's time to fight now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I go get God's word and write down the scriptures. I have all these cue cards. Mm-hmm. And then and I just start speaking them in those moments. Like you said, it was yeah. hard to even, like mm-hmm. you had a whisper.
Yeah.
And in those moments when it would come on me, and this would happen for like three years on and off, I just want to like sit in a fetal position and just cry and just like, just ignore it mm-hmm. because it feels uncomfortable to get up and fight mm-hmm. it. And then, but just the power of God's word. I just remember yeah. the one moment my kids were watching me again. It's like, I want to be an example to them to live a life of faith mm-hmm. yeah. and to walk in victory. I remember just reading it quietly, like you were mm-hmm. saying. And then all of a sudden it just gets louder and yeah. louder. It's mm-hmm. like truth is going in and it's mm-hmm. just uprooting the lies of the enemy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm not saying this because I'm just trying to earn my healing or I'm trying to earn my deliverance, but mm-hmm. I'm saying this because I'm reminding myself like the battle has already been won.
Yep.
It is a fight mm-hmm. that has already been won.
Yep.
And I'm not walking this by myself. Mm-hmm. I literally have the Prince of Peace with me, mm-hmm. cheering me on. And mm-hmm. I just remember just imagining Jesus himself, you know, mm-hmm. the holes in his hands, yeah. reminding us of victory, reminding of his blood, and just passing me his armor, like mm-hmm. put on the full armor of God. Yeah. Like it's mm-hmm. time to fight. Mm-hmm. And it's up to you, though, if you want to put that on and you mm-hmm. want to do this. But I'm here, right yeah. here. Prince yeah. of Peace is right here. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then from there, I just would continue to do that. And I just remember I was saying earlier, I've just become so frustrated. Like I kept feeling like I was going around this, like this battle, like mm-hmm. constantly. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just want to be free, Lord. I want to be free. Mm-hmm. And I know you said, whom the Son sets free is free indeed. Yeah. So I just got like really mad. Mm-hmm. And I think I got to the point where it's like, I'm believing this. I'm believing mm-hmm. that Jesus' stripes, like I'm already healed. Mm-hmm. So I'm not going to put up with this anymore. And I was mm-hmm. driving home. I was just rehearsing in my mind the woman with the issue of blood. And I know so many people know that story mm-hmm. and she kept saying, if only I touch his garments, I will be healed.
Yeah.
If only I touch it, kept rehearsing simple. It. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was mm-hmm. like, I've been saying like I'm healed by Jesus' stripes. And I was like, you know, enough is enough. I'm going to reach out and I'm mm-hmm. going to take that healing just like she did.
Mm-hmm.
Push through the crowd, you know? Mm-hmm. And then I got home and I still was having these feelings come up and I was like, okay, this is not done. So I'm putting my kids to sleep. I'm laying in bed with them. And then I'm listening to God's word on, you know, I think it was on YouTube. And then this preacher, he's talking about the same story that very night about the woman of issue of blood. Mm-hmm. And he's like, there are some people here that are going to be healed tonight. I'm like, well, I'm not in that meeting, but Jesus, you know, mm-hmm. he knows where I am. Mm-hmm. So he said, just reach out and take your healing. And so I was like, God, thank you. I'm healed. So I've just like, I really identified with her in that moment. Mm-hmm. And I just reached out and took that healing.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And then so it was not like, it was not an instant thing. Mm-hmm. It was over a span of like maybe 3.5 years mm-hmm. where I finally believed. Like yeah. it finally clicked.
Yeah.
Like I'm healed. And then so when it clicked in my heart, it's like I sensed it was like a supernatural feeling, but the Prince of Peace, Jesus, walked into that room and he touched my stomach and my ears, and they were just like on fire. But it was like his healing power just flowing through my body. And, you know, I've seen God heal people before, and for him to do it to me personally, it was really special. And to be like, I'm done with this, like I'm turning this page.
Yeah.
And but like you said, still continue. Mm-hmm. You guys take those thoughts captive, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Yeah. And it's a process.
Right.
Like it's not instant. It's not overnight. No. There is a freedom that mm-hmm. comes, and maybe the realization may be instant, but the walking out and the constant, you know, remembering that God is above all the mm-hmm. noise and all the voices mm-hmm. that come and all the fear. Mm-hmm. One thing that I heard everyone say collectively is that it took time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And mm-hmm. I would say that as time passes, I don't know if you guys could agree with this, but you get stronger in that.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The anxiety may still want to come back, mm-hmm. but it's still something that we have to live out every day, mm-hmm. and standing on God's word. Another thing that I noticed everyone say is how much they stood on God's word,
mm-hmm.
right? The scripture and being put in inside of scripture and feeding mm-hmm. on that. Mm-hmm. One thing mm-hmm. that I know is that a lot of people talk about anxiety nowadays,
yeah.
and they all say they have anxiety, mm-hmm. varying in different degrees, but why is it important for believers to know that God never intended for us to live in anxiety, or even non-believers, for them to know that that's not how they were intended to live?
Mm-hmm.
Why is that so important?
I could start. I think for me, I think this few realization I had and to help me overcome is because I guess first is when you feel anxious or when you have worries, mm-hmm. You're focusing on that,
yeah.
and it's related to yourself. It's mm-hmm. kind of a form of like putting yourself and your worries and your cares above everything else.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it says God always says put Him first, and it says, you know, you seek first the kingdom of God, and that comes. That whole context is about worrying now, worrying about clothes and what to eat tomorrow and stuff.
Worry,
so it's like putting His kingdom first, and He'll meet your needs. Mm-hmm. He'll, you know, whatever that is, whether it's physical, whether it's spiritual or emotional. Mm-hmm. That was one of the things that helped me go through, because as personally, I'm more quiet person. I like to think a lot. So, mm-hmm. so especially in younger days, I was, you know, always all deep in my thoughts and you know, so when worry comes or anxious thought comes, I would dwell on that. I would keep mm-hmm. thinking about that, and it goes deeper and deeper
yeah.
into darker places. And sometimes you get out of it, and sometimes you stay there for a bit, and it's like sometimes you don't know what to do.
Mm.
So in those times, you know, I try to pray, mm-hmm. and then that helped me keeping prayer. But it's a struggle, right? You're trying to pray, you get out of it, and then that thought back comes. And if you don't know how to deal with it, mm-hmm. which I didn't when I was younger, it was a cycle. It always happened again and again. You thought you got out,
mm-hmm.
But then something happens or some life circumstance changes, and then you feel down again, mm-hmm. and then you keep going down that path. For me, it didn't really, I didn't have the exact tools until I started working here,
mm-hmm.
because Kenneth, it's all about, you know, having the word of God.
Mm-hmm.
Some of the teachings that I listened to when I first worked here were about dealing with worry and things like that. So like there's a scripture that really spoke to me. One of the messages he was shared was about, I think 1 Peter 5:7, give all your worries and cares to God, for He cares for you.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't think about that I could actually give my worries to God, like give my thoughts to Him, yeah. right? I thought, oh, I have to deal with my own thoughts, or yeah. I have to, you know, try to stop it. And mm-hmm. and you try to stop it, but it keeps coming and and stuff. But then when you give it to God and then fill that with His word, His thoughts, mm-hmm. right? It's just to think about all these good things. It's in the Bible somewhere.
Yeah.
yeah. yeah. Replace the thoughts that you have with the good thoughts yeah. of with the scriptures. And
that's right.
And that's what, when I finally started to really learn to deal with it mm-hmm. and try to keep applying that to my life. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. You mentioned, you know, you got to cast your cares onto the mm-hmm. Lord. And that's one practical mm-hmm. way to do that. And, you know, scripture leads you to it. The yeah. word leads you to it.
Yeah.
Cast your worry, like give physically, like mm-hmm. if you can think mm-hmm. of it physically, yeah. like give it up to Him.
Yeah. yeah.
What are other practical ways that you guys have felt that have helped you overcome anxiety?
For me, when I was set free from it the first time, mm-hmm. I didn't continue in the meditating of the Word of God. Mm-hmm. So a few years down the road, I thought I was free. And I remember I was sitting in a movie theater with my husband, and all of a sudden, like you, mm-hmm. I thought I was having a heart attack. Mm-hmm. I came out and I said to Nigel, you have to go to the nearest ER. I think this is it. Mm-hmm. This is it. Like, wow. It just felt that way. And I remember thinking, what? You kind of beat up yourself about it. Like, what did I do wrong? What? Mm-hmm. Where am I missing it? You go on this rabbit trail of looking at yourself. Mm-hmm. So this continued and continued and continued. And then, like you said, clockwork, 5 o'clock at night. Mm.
Yeah.
I could feel it, all the pressure. It was honestly like a blanket would come on you mm-hmm. and just suffocate you.
Mm. Yeah.
And you would I'd pace the floor and I'd like, oh, this is so uncomfortable and mm. all the things. And yeah. I do remember, okay, quit looking at yourself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You are a daughter of the Most High God.
Mm. Yeah.
God does not want you to live like this. Mm. So instead of looking at, because, you know, you talk to some people and they're like, well, maybe you missed it here. Or maybe you got to renounce this, or maybe you got to do all this. You get on this looking on what you're doing, mm-hmm. but you got to look at what He's done.
That's right. Yeah.
And He's redeemed you from the yeah. curse of the law. We mm-hmm. don't have to put up with mm-hmm. it.
Yeah.
And I remember where we used to live, I have this long driveway, this gravel driveway, and every week I would take the garbage out.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember as an act of faith, you know what I'm going to do? When I take this garbage out, I'm drawing a line in the gravel
yeah.
and I'm going to leave it there. Mm. The anxiety, the fear, it's garbage. Mm.
Yeah.
And I'm going to leave it there. And once I step over that line, I'm going to raise up my hands and it's me and you, Jesus, walking together mm-hmm. and I ain't looking back.
Wow.
And that's what I did. So I said, I remember taking the garbage out.
Yeah.
And dry my line. Mm-hmm. And I said, when I come over this line, anxiety and fear, you are staying over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I will not put up with you.
Yeah.
I am a daughter of the Most High God. Mm-hmm. And I said, Holy Spirit, you're with me. And it was a beautiful day. Mm-hmm. I walked over the line and I walked all chipper into the house. And yes, it did try to come back. And I went, no, you're garbage.
You're
not with me.
Yeah.
This is not truth. The truth is I'm free.
Yeah.
And remember that night after that, I was getting ready to go on a date. I was all happy and everything. And I was driving. All of a sudden, it came on me again.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I went, I need some agreement. And it was, I didn't work here. I lived in Manitoba. And I thought, I'm phoning KCM. And I got one of the ladies on the phone. And I said to them, I just need agreement. I am free from anxiety. Mm-hmm. I will not fear, but I need your agreement.
Yeah.
And I don't know who it was. One of the ladies up there. And she says, that's right.
Yeah.
So in the name of Jesus, this is it. And I said, I agree in Jesus' name.
Yeah.
I'll never have a panic attack again. I will never put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, never again have I ever had a panic attack. But it was just like realizing that we're precious.
Yep.
It doesn't matter what we've missed it.
Yeah.
Or what did I do? Or am I believing right? Am I confessing right? It's a journey with Him.
Mm-hmm.
And He's our dad. And I would never want to see my kids ever try to get everything right before they're happy and peaceful to be in my presence.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So that's a little bit of that. And listening to teaching tapes practically. I was listening to Kenneth Hagin, Kenneth Copeland. There was a book that I still carry to this day, Lillian B. Yeoman's Healing from Heaven.
Yeah.
It was it was like a lifeline.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it just got stronger and stronger. Yeah. And I'm free. Mm-hmm. And sure, you get thoughts, yeah, like whatever. And, you know, ChatGPT is there to move you around with your whatever.
Yeah.
But you just say, no, I'm not going that way. Mm-hmm. We're not going to.
Yeah,
like our mom says, you don't need to have it. That's what my mom always used to say to us.
You also said that to me too.
Carrie, you don't have to. You're not having that. We're saying no.
That's awesome.
In Jesus' name.
Yeah.
Right?
That's so good.
That's
so
cool. Yeah.
And for me, I think it's like, you know, we hear so much. It's like God's word is just so powerful. It's a sword.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, the entrance of his word brings light.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that for me, you would go take out the garbage. I would go outside and I would pick weeds in my yard. Mm-hmm. So if I was, if I had anxiety and my yard is really manicured, you know, that's why. But I would go out and I would pick weeds. And then the Lord just spoke to me and said, just as you're uprooting those roots.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When you take my word and you're speaking my word, you're uprooting the lies of the enemy.
That's good.
Mm-hmm. And you're replacing it with truth. You're replacing it with light and freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we realize you don't have to be bound by those lies anymore. You know, when someone lies to you and you found out they were lying, it's hard to keep believing them, right? So God's word just really did that for me. And I was even thinking the way that Jesus dealt with thoughts from the enemy, you know, he would say, it is written, it is written. And like that, that is our armor. That's our fight. Mm-hmm. The word of God is our sword. And I would just constantly just, just for an example, I was on my patio walking. I just had all of these anxious thoughts come to me, and it actually felt like arrows just like shooting at me constantly.
Mm-hmm.
And my kids around me watching again. Mm-hmm. And I went onto the patio. I got my scriptures out and I just started to speak. It is written. It is written, you know, and just go through God's word. You know, you promised that you would never leave me. You would never forsake me.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just, he's so near.
Mm-hmm.
When you speak his word, because he is the word and his presence, his peace just shows up. And it just felt like when I was speaking his word, I was lifting up the shield of faith, quenching those fiery darts of the enemy, which were lies from the enemy.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, wow, God, like your word, it really works. Thank you so much. And like you've already got this victory for me. I just got to walk in where you already walked for me.
Yep.
And like what you were saying, if we are already in Christ.
Yeah.
We don't have to earn it.
Mm-hmm.
And when we speak God's word and just meditate on his promises, it just keeps us in our place, realizing our place also puts the enemy in his place, which is under our feet.
One thing that I'm realizing too as you guys are speaking is you know, we say that we give our cares and cast our cares out, and I'm seeing some practical ways you guys are doing that, even like physically, kind of like you know, drawing a line and walking past it, or physically picking out a weed and having really great backyards. I think those are great practical things. Even like one thing that we used to do that I've done for youth is you write down an idea, you write down the thought, and then you grab it and burn it. And
it's
like this, throw it in your barbecue. It's like this practical way of saying, like, I'm taking this mental thing that is that feels sometimes even physical, like arrows that it feels like they're attacking, and you're taking it physically and you're discarding them as a kind of like prophetic act.
That's right.
Speaking something from physical into manifest into emotional and spiritual. What do you guys think about how the word says that this is a renewing of the mind? I feel like this is something that that is warfare in the mind, anxiety. What would you guys say about that?
I would say you have to renew your mind constantly. I think you have to guard your mind, guard your heart. And I think as you're walking, renewing your mind, Jesus is revealing himself more and more. And it's always perfect love casts out fear. So as you see him who he is, and he's never going to leave you, never going to forsake you. He's not mad at you. You have to remind yourself of that every day because there's so many other voices out there, you know, with media or even well-meaning friends. And you can come away from a conversation. It's just like a little sliver of a thought that can just, just a little one. Like, did he really say that? It's just a question. So if you renew your mind in his truth and it's absolute, I think it has to be daily. Daily. You have to guard, guard your mind, guard your heart with all diligence. And the issues of life. And just stay connected to God, not as like, just an out there. He's yeah. right with you. Mm-hmm. It's not a principle. It's a relationship. Mm-hmm. He's our dad. Mm-hmm. We can call him Abba Father. There's no bondage with him.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Just yeah. to remind you.
Yeah.
It's not a principle. It's a person.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like yeah. he's so practically there for you.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
he does manifest himself through his word and yeah. the Prince of Peace. Like yeah. that's how that's his name. Mm-hmm. And so that's what he's going to give to you yeah. when you walk close to him. Mm-hmm. You're saying staying connected to him, mm-hmm. you know, being connected to the vine. If your relationship mm-hmm. is your like with him is yeah. your main focus, you know, walking with, if you want to have great peace in life, walk mm-hmm. with the Prince of Peace.
That's right.
There's so many things they say mm-hmm. to try, like mm-hmm. even the amount of times they try to put, you know, encouraging me to even go on medication. But I knew like God's word, renewing my mind, that mm-hmm. was my medication. Mm-hmm. And it really, his word came true.
Yep, yep,
it says
yeah.
it.
Yep. Yeah.
Exactly.
Life, health, and medication.
Yeah, that's right.
It's all
yeah.
yeah. Yeah, that's really good. That's
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, yeah.
One thing too, I think we should look at as well is what are the enemy's tactics, right? What mm-hmm. are his strategies? Because sometimes if you can identify the strategy, mm-hmm. it's mm-hmm. the same devil. Mm-hmm. Throughout all of history, it's yeah. the same. Mm-hmm. Same dog, same mm-hmm. tricks.
Yeah.
There's nothing new there. Mm-hmm. So how can recognizing his strategies help with overcoming anxiety, do you guys think?
Yeah. From my experience, there's a few lies that always try to come up and like, you're not important or you're not, mm. you're worthless or, you know, or, mm. or does God really love you? Like,
yeah.
can he love you if you, you know, live in sin or if you've done something wrong or things like that? And like, but if you go back to the word, you know that that's not true. Right, like he loves you no matter what. He will never leave you or mm-hmm. forsake you. Mm-hmm. But I guess it depends, right? Sometimes you had, from your, you know, earthly relationships, you know, people haven't treated you well, or you know, mm. for me, my past was like, you know, I moved around a lot, so I never had besides my family, like a longer lasting relationship. So like, I guess that kind of built anxiety, like you know, people that I formed bonds with, mm. you know. Back then, we didn't have internet and stuff. So you, right. once you move away, it's hard to keep in contact yeah. and touch and stuff. So like, I'd constantly make new friends and just stuff like that. So like, you know, you feel like sometimes you get left behind or like, you know, that people leave you and stuff like that. So, you know, that's ingrained in you. So it's like kind of, God's not like that, but kind of affects you, right? Mm-hmm. Your relationship yeah. with him. So until you renew your mind to know yeah. that he's not like that.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
So... but that's, I think, a lot of people, I think, from what I see from other people, is something that a lot of people go through. It's like, it's the same lies always, like, mm-hmm. you know, that people will leave you, God will leave you. Yeah. You know, how can he be with you when you're like this and that you're not precious? Mm-hmm. You're like, you know, you're tainted and all these things. Mm-hmm. I think those are one of the lies mm-hmm. that we need to recognize. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. And like you said, the enemy uses the same tactics in Adam and Eve. Mm-hmm. He questioned them. Yeah. Has mm-hmm. God really said it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's what I think, that it's the questioning. Mm-hmm. Are you really healed? Mm-hmm. Oh, are you really strong? Mm-hmm. Are you really loved? Mm-hmm. Well, you missed it there. Oh, mm-hmm. and so I think condemnation mm-hmm. and meditating on the lies mm-hmm. of the enemy mm-hmm. can mm-hmm. put you right in. And you just have to, like, it's like a steel trap you have to have on your mind. Just yeah. snap it when it comes.
Yeah.
You don't dwell on it. And you just say, I don't have to have that. But just knowing who God is, mm-hmm. that he'll never lie to you. Mm-hmm. And what he says is true.
Yeah.
Right.
And yeah, because Adam and Eve fell through for yeah. that too, right?
Yeah, they did.
Has he really said mm-hmm. this? Are you really mm-hmm. the son of God?
Yeah.
Carrie, are you really the daughter mm-hmm. of God? Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. are you really loved? Are you going to live a long life? Well, absolutely. Yes, I am. I am redeemed mm-hmm. from the curse of the law. Mm-hmm. And Jesus is my savior. Mm-hmm. He's yeah. my father. So you can talk to him about yeah. it because I'm yeah. done.
yeah.
You know,
yeah.
so. That's what
tries
I think.
To like question your relationship.
Yeah.
With him.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah. Another verse that came to my mm-hmm. mind with when you're asking the strategies or the tactics mm-hmm. the enemy uses is mm-hmm. how the enemy prowls around like a roaring lion mm-hmm. seeking mm-hmm. whom he may devour.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, he can't just devour anyone. It's who he may devour. So he's That's looking right. for like ins, mm-hmm. whether it's like not renewing your mind mm-hmm. or being consistently doing right. that yeah. or taking captive those mm-hmm. thoughts. Mm-hmm. I think another thing is he likes when we go into isolation.
That's mm-hmm. true.
And
yeah.
for
yeah.
me, when it started happening mm-hmm. in 2020, mm-hmm. a lot of things were locked down. Mm-hmm. You know, churches were locked mm-hmm. down. And mm-hmm. you found yourself alone a lot. And I think that the enemy likes to do that. Like, you know, only you have this problem.
That's so true.
There's something wrong with you. Don't bother going to church. Yeah. Don't call your friends. You know, our church, I'm thankful we have life groups. So we meet weekly also, addition to Sunday.
Yeah.
And he gives, you know, that condemnation, like, don't go. Mm-hmm. And for me, a lot of the condemnation came from, you're a pastor's wife. Like, you should, this should not even be, you know, on your playing ground. And you should be helping people.
Yeah.
But you're going through this. And yeah, I'm thankful that I have great pastors that I could even reach out to and talk to. And like, our mom has been amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Just to really keep yourself in community and don't think that you need to be going through things by yourself. You really need each other to encourage and build each other up, because you hear testimonies from people and you're going through something similar, and that's your victory right there.
It's like,
God did it for them. He's going to do it for me. He's no respecter of persons.
Yeah, there's no shame in telling people and having people come with you alongside you.
Yeah.
And I agree that isolation really it plays a part into it. It plays a part. The word is so key in this part. And I think that it, that even goes back to what you said about Adam and Eve. Did God really say that? Well, we have the word.
Yes.
And the word is evident that he did. It's
That's
written
right.
down.
That's
so
right.
if anyone ever wonders, that, does God really think that about me? Are these things that I'm hearing, are they true? They're not. Just open that book. Just
you'll
open
see
the Bible.
Exactly.
He's
you'll
a liar.
See, you'll see that it's that it's all true. He did say
That's
it.
It's truth.
What are some, I would love to know what some scriptures are that you guys did stand on. You guys have already mentioned some, but what are some scriptures that you guys have stood on through the process? That way people at home can write them down and even like have some inspiration if they're going through something like this.
Oh, this one I've kind of prepared. I thought I would share some scriptures. I would share the first one is the 1 Peter 5:6-7 giving, like, you know, giving all your worries and cares to God, for he cares for you. Another one I had, I usually stand on is like Philippians 4:6 and it, actually 6-9 is great, but like particularly 6 says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. So that's it.
Amen.
Come on.
That's so good.
I
stood on, it seemed like every day it was a different scripture. So it was just kind of a journey. One was, for God has not given me a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So I would just take that. And if something made me feel afraid, then I would know that's a, that's not of God. So I would cast that down. He gives me life and life more abundantly. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So I thought, if this is stealing my peace, trying to kill me or destroy me, it's very easy to decipher it's the devil. And another one was, God is not a man that he should lie. And everything he says is truth. That I don't know where it's located, but whatever.
People and, can chat.
And and Romans 8 was my go-to with the Holy Spirit. Just praying in tongues and praying in the Spirit, walking with the Holy Spirit. He'd never leave me, forsake me. I don't, I'm not in bondage to fear. Abba Father.
Right. So good. And so many similar ones too, but just how his perfect love casts out fear.
That's
and
right.
like leaves no trace of terror.
Mm-hmm.
No traces. And I've given, behold, I've given you all the power over the power of the enemy. Nothing but enemy shall ever hurt or harm you. I have like the cards I literally wrote out when I was going through that season. And some of them have like dinosaur stickers from my kids, because it's just always, I put it in my wallet.
That's so good.
I take it where I go. As a father has loved me, so have I loved you. Abide in my love. The Lord your God is in your midst, a mighty one who will save. He will rejoice over you with gladness. He will quiet you with his love.
I like that
he
one.
Will exalt over you with loud singing. And I wrote this, but there's like so many. And just having it and getting it in your heart. Is key.
I like that. That's a really cool practical way to have scripture handy. And the Bible is a big book, and sometimes oh, where do I go? And you can put sticky notes, but that's a really good way to
yeah, when you're in the moment in a battle, you want to be like, oh, where's that scripture? Where's that scripture?
Here's my card.
Sometimes carrying a big sword is hard. You carry little daggers.
That's right.
That's awesome. I hope that as people are watching and hearing this, that they are being inspired on these practical ways to I would say battle anxiety, mm-hmm. even though the war has been won, yeah. mm-hmm. and it is ours. It's still a process to right. mm-hmm. to renew your mind, yeah. right, mm-hmm. and to walk in these yeah. ways. So mm-hmm. I hope that people are being inspired, and we'll have clean front lawns and without weeds. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One thing I wanted to touch on before we close is how a lot of the things we've talked about are things that we've experienced through our own personal journeys, and even with scripture and, mm-hmm. and going to the word and all of these things. But what do you guys think about seeking professional help? What does that look like? Is there a balance? Like, do believers still need to do that? Or do we only need the word? Like, mm-hmm. what does that look like for believers?
I think there are times when you do need professional help. I think it depends on your degree of how severe it is and what you're going through. I mean, sometimes at the moment you don't know where to turn to, right? Okay. So, you know, sometimes if you have family close by, you may turn to family or close friends. And if you go to church, then yeah, your pastor or, you know, someone at your church leaders, those are good people to go first. But sometimes you might need extra help. I think it's fine to seek extra help. Maybe they might know someone. Like, I think you should always go to like your church leaders or someone first, because they might know someone who could recommend mm-hmm. to you. I know it happened to some people I know. Yeah. They know other people who could guide you through. Yeah. But at the same time, I think that's one part. That's mm-hmm. only one part. That's mm-hmm. not everything, right? Mm-hmm. I think mm-hmm. what's really more important is you taking the step as well with going to the word. Mm-hmm. Finding those scripture for yourself, mm-hmm. and just not just hearing from someone, yeah. not just hearing from us. Mm-hmm. You need to search for yourself.
You do.
It's because yeah. it's otherwise, you know, you will not know how to deal with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Pastor Terry Copeland Pearson sat on this very couch mm-hmm. and told us that she had a moment where she mm-hmm. struggled through anxiety and worriness, and she had someone. She mm-hmm. went to a pastor and had yeah. them speak to her on mm-hmm. a daily basis. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think she said daily for a month or mm-hmm. something like that. Mm-hmm. And he was helping mm-hmm. her deal with
yeah.
stuff
yeah.
and deal with taking worry mm-hmm. out and, yeah. and putting identity in. Mm-hmm. Right. And I think that's one thing that the word is good. And when we hold it
yes.
with us yeah. and we take it everywhere, mm-hmm. we're able to change the identity mm-hmm. inside of us
mm-hmm.
and realize that the battle is won,
yeah.
that it's all just believing yes. it and walking mm-hmm. it out and, yes. and not believing the lies that whisper mm-hmm. sometimes
that's true.
Yeah. in our ears.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes.
If you could tell somebody watching right now who is struggling with anxiety, if you could tell them something, what would you say to them? And you guys can look at the cameras if you want.
Okay. Sure. I would say that if you're going through that right now and you're just, it looks like there's no way out. First, I want you to know that that is a lie. There's always a way. You know, he is always there for us. And, you know, he is so near. I think of when the disciples of Jesus they're terrified and they were on the boat and they saw Jesus walking. But it says that Jesus came to them even before they knew that they needed him. Even before there was a storm, Jesus came. He was so mm-hmm. near and so ready yeah. to reach out and to grab you and to help you. And, you know, you might think, I'm going through this. There's no way out. I'm never going to get out of it. So I just want you to know that, you know, he is so near. He is never going to leave you or forsake you. So just call upon him. Whoever calls on him, he's going to save you. He's going to help you. He's going to deliver you. And he's going to really put you onto a solid foundation, onto the path that he wants you to be, to walk alongside with him.
That's good.
Yeah.
I would say, don't try to fix it. Go to him. Mm-hmm. I'm a fixer. And I try to look at everything. I'm going to get out of this. Go to Jesus. Jesus, I know it sounds cliche, but you do. You got to walk and talk with mm-hmm. him. And in those moments, just be real with him. If you have to cry, you just mm-hmm. cry.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. My van was a wonderful place for just going, no, you know, yeah. if you have to do that, that's yeah. fine. He's not against you. He's with mm-hmm. you in every moment, mm-hmm. like you said. Mm-hmm. And then he doesn't want you to stay there. He doesn't want mm-hmm. you to be quiet. So when those lies come, open your mouth mm-hmm. yeah. and say, no, yeah. I don't have to have that anymore yeah. because mm-hmm. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, yeah. is with me. Mm-hmm. I'm set free. Yeah. And I would just say, there is an expiration date for it. He's not a, he's, it's like, I would think if I could see on October the 5th, you know, this will never come again. I could go through it. Mm-hmm. You're going to get through it every single time. Yeah. He's not a respecter of persons. Right. If he's delivered all of us, mm-hmm. absolutely. You too. Mm-hmm. So I'd say rest in who you are. You're mm-hmm. a daughter, son of God, and he's not mad at you. You've not done, mm-hmm. you know, something so horrible that mm-hmm. You deserve this. Yeah. No, yeah. You're free. You're yeah. free. Mm-hmm. Right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's what
yeah.
I'd say.
Yeah. I just want to say, you may feel alone. You may feel like, you know, there's nothing, no hope, but you're not alone. Mm-hmm. God is there with you. He loves you. He knows you, and he's right there with you. You just mm-hmm. have to reach out to him and never give up, because it might seem like you want to give up. You want to, you know, just, you know, take the easy way out, but you don't know if you give into that, then that's the lies, because there are people who need you, and there's people who love you. God loves you. Mm. He's going to use you. And so if you stick through this, whatever you're going through right now, anxiety, depression, you know, there's hope at the end, and he's going to provide you with help and everything. Mm-hmm. You just have to reach out to him right now. And so it's, yeah, there's, and then that you're not alone. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And I would say, I would advise people to actually open up mm-hmm. to someone yes. and yes. talk about
yeah,
it.
For sure.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Whether it be a professional, or whether mm-hmm. it be your parent, or yes. whether it be a sibling, or mm-hmm. or a pastor or a friend, there's no shame mm-hmm. in anxiety. So everyone goes through yeah. it.
It's
I've
so
gone
true.
Through it. You guys have gone through mm-hmm. it. Pastor Terry Copeland Pierce mm-hmm. has sat on this very yeah. couch. Mm-hmm. International speaker. Mm-hmm. Yeah. She's gone through
yes.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And so there's no shame. Mm-hmm. There's no shame in it.
Shame.
And
yeah.
the mm-hmm. fear of, did he really say it? If only they went to God mm-hmm. and asked him, actually, God, yeah. did you say this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you remind me again?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, if mm-hmm. they yeah. took that step, they wouldn't have believed the lies.
Mm-hmm.
And so I would encourage everyone as well.
That's good.
Talk to someone, let mm-hmm. people into this
yeah.
fear, because it is at the end of the day just fear, and, mm-hmm. and receive the love, the mm-hmm. love from people, mm-hmm. the love from God.
Yeah.
Receive the love, and it will cast out every fear.
Mm-hmm. And it's good yeah. to talk to people.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Even when I'd call my mom and she would say, "It's gonna be okay. Mm-hmm. I've went through that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've had mm-hmm. that." Yeah. And just to hear
yeah.
someone else,
yeah. Yeah.
"Oh, I got through this," or "I'm that. With you." You
yeah.
you hang up that phone, and you're like, "It's not as bad as I thought."
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so
yeah.
that's true.
Mm-hmm.
Don't
yeah.
do it alone, right?
Yeah. Come
on.
Yeah.
Isn't that the best thing to hear from
it
a
is.
Parent?
It
it's
is.
Gonna be okay.
It's gonna be okay.
yeah.
Like
yeah.
I'm in my 50s and I still call.
Come
her.
On,
like Mama.
That's awesome.
She's a fierce woman of God.
Would someone pray for the partners and friends and everyone listening and watching? That would be amazing.
I can't do it.
Yeah.
Father God, we thank you so much just for this opportunity to sit and share and testify of your
yes.
goodness. Ultimately, mm-hmm. God, you are so good. And mm-hmm. I thank you that you are so faithful. And everybody listening right now, God, I just thank you that you are so close to them.
Mm-hmm.
And partners and everybody viewing, God, I thank you that you are just so aware of their situation, God, and you are so eager and ready to take them by the hand and to lead them mm-hmm. into victory, to lead them into your truth, God. I thank you said that your love casts out fear. I thank
mm-hmm.
you that your love is so perfect, God, and I just pray that as everyone listening right now, they would just be able to receive your love, that they would be able to just open up their arms and they open up their eyes and just look to you, God, that you are there. You are the author and the finisher of their faith, God. And you are leading them into a good place, God. You said your plans that you have are good and not evil. Plans to give a hope and a future.
Mm-hmm.
So God, I just thank you that today is a day. It's just it's a marker showing
yes.
that, God, you have already defeated every fear, every sickness, every mm-hmm. disease, God. And that we can look to you. We can hold on to your word and we can hold on to your truth and walk in the victory that you have already paid for, in Jesus' name.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for sharing your guys' stories with everyone here today.
It's nice to be here.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's
yeah.
nice to be here.
Thanks
yeah.
for
Thank
having
you.
Me.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Nice.
And for everyone watching as well, comment your stories. Comment. Mm-hmm. We're here. We're listening.
Yeah.
And we would love to even agree with you that, mm-hmm. That everything is okay and mm-hmm. that anxiety has no hold over you. Right. And we will agree with you in the comments too.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Gwen from Mission British Columbia. This podcast is made possible by partners like me. When you partner with KCM, you're helping send free resources like this podcast to people around the world. Find more faithful resources at kcmcanada.ca.
Thank you for tuning in today. We pray this episode has stirred and strengthened your faith. If it has, don't forget to subscribe and share this podcast with someone who needs encouragement. We also have a free PDF resource available for this episode, complete with study notes and key takeaways to help you stay built up in faith throughout the week. This podcast was made free thanks to the amazing support of our partners. Visit the link in the description to find out more.